ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ.
ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 12 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 1.
ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ ಏವಂ
ಸತತಯುಕ್ತಾಯೇ
ಭಕ್ತಾಸ್ತ್ವಾಂ ಪರ್ಯುಪಾಸತೆ ಏಚಾಪ್ಯಕ್ಷರಮೌ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ತೇಷಾಂ ಕೇ ಯೋಗ ವಿತ್ತಮಾಹಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಮಯ್ಯಾವೇಶ್ಯ ಮನೋ ಯೇ ಮಾಂ ನಿತ್ಯಯುಕ್ತಾ ಉಪಾಸತೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಪರಯೋಪೇತಾಃ ತೇ ಮೇ ಯುಕ್ತತಮಾಮತಃ.
Lord Krishna answering Arjuna's question, which is an anuprashna based on 11th chapter and 8th chapter also. Lord Krishna has mentioned about aksharopasana, vishwarupa upasana and aksharopasana. Having heard these two statements from Lord Krishna, Arjuna has got a doubt. Vishwarupa Bhakta is superior, or Akshara Brahma Upasaka is superior. We can put in other words, Saguna Bhakti is superior, or Nirguna Bhakti is superior. Saguna Bhakti is superior or Nirguna Bhakti is superior, which one I have to follow? Or we can put in other words, Saguna Ishvara Upasana or Dhyanam is superior. Saguna Ishvara Upasana or Dhyanam is superior. Or Nirguna Ishvara Upasana is superior. Bhakta wise, who is superior? Bhakti wise also, who is superior? If you say one is superior, other one must be inferior. Therefore, I want to follow that superior one's practice. Therefore, Arjuna asked this question. Saguna Ishvara means the Lord with attributes, a formed Ishvara. Murti, with a form, Saguna Ishvara Upasana. Nirguna Ishvara means formless, attributeless, the one who is free from form, Aksharam Brahma. There are people doing this. I want to know who is superior among those two of them. For that, Lord Krishna says, Saguna Ishvara Upasaka is superior. Saguna Ishvara Upasaka or Saguna Ishvara Bhakta is superior. And Nirguna Ishvara Upasaka or Bhakta attains me. Lord Krishna's answer is that Saguna Ishvara Upasaka is superior. I consider him as superior. నిర్గుణ భక్త ఎటైన్స్ మీ. వాట్ ఈస్ ద క్వశ్చన్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఆన్సర్? ఆన్సర్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్, విశ్వరూప ఉపాసక ఆర్ సగుణ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసక ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ దాన్ సమదర్ ఉపాసకాస్. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ నాట్ కంపేరింగ్ ద నిర్గుణ ఉపాసక, నిర్గుణ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసక విత్ ఏ సగుణ ఈశ్వర ఉపాసక. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ నాట్ కంపేరింగ్. వై యూ కెనాట్ కంపేర్ బిట్వీన్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్? ద కంపారిజన్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ బిట్వీన్ టూ సిమిలర్ థింగ్స్. కంపారిజన్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ బిట్వీన్ టూ మేల్ ఆర్ టూ ఫిమేల్ ఆర్ బిట్వీన్ టూ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ బిట్వీన్ టూ బర్డ్స్. వెన్ దే ఆర్ సిమిలర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ కంపారిజన్. పాసిబుల్ కంపారిజన్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్. Both are, when they are important, how can you choose one? When both are important, you cannot choose one. Just like a child enters the primary school, later goes to the college. Primary school education, then college education. Which one is superior, you should not ask. College education is superior or school education is superior? How can you compare between both of them? School education is important to take you to the college education. College education is the end or goal. School education is the means, is a sadhanam. Primary school, middle school, higher school, education is a sadhanam, a means. College education is an end or goal. Between means and goal, you cannot have any choice. Either this or that. Which one I can choose? You cannot ask like that. Between means and end, you cannot have a choice. That means what? Both are important. When you don't have choice, means what? It indicates both are important. Primary school also important. College education is also important. Anyhow, I have to go to college education. Why to attend the school education? You should not ask. Similarly, when you want to take food, proteins are good or carbohydrates are good? In the food, when you are eating, proteins are superior or carbohydrates are superior. You cannot compare. You cannot have a choice. Between what protein, which one is good, you can ask. Between what carbohydrates, which one is better, you can compare. Can you compare or ask for superiority between carbohydrates and protein? Protein also required, carbohydrate is also required. Like that, between Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam and Nirguna Ishvara Dhyanam, you cannot have a choice, because Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam prepares you for Nirguna Ishvara Dhyanam. Therefore, don't ask that question. But Krishna didn't say, without saying, he is communicating. Because already students are in inferiority complex. Namak onnu theriyaliye. Before coming to Gita class, there was no problem. A total ignorance. After coming to Gita class, when we are hearing subject, my God, I do not know so many things. I do not know what is Karana Shariram. I do not know what are the Panchakoshas. I do not know what is Jiva nature. I do not know so many things. Already complex. Suppose the teacher says your question is wrong, he will not turn up. Or she will not turn up in the next class. So teacher has to handle that student carefully. They have to continue the class. Therefore they say, wonderful your question. Therefore indirectly teacher answers. So they don't have any hesitation. They don't have any hesitation when the teacher answer without objecting them. Once a student is steady coming, he will not or she will not go from the class, then teacher takes. Now your question, you inquire again, you think about it, like the teacher can boldly say. So Arjuna is also following the same method. Arjuna, the superior Krishna is following the same method. Arjuna, you see the superior bhakta, that person is only Saguna Ishvara Bhakta. Then in this second verse, the one who, that's what I gave, five ranged ladder. Do you remember? Five ranged ladder. So you are carrying the ladder with you. Karma Lakshana Bhakti. Shall we come from top to bottom or bottom to top? Top to bottom. Okay. Lord Krishna also following the top to bottom. Top, first rung ladder is the highest. Nirguna Bhakti, Jnana Lakshana Bhakti. Jnana Lakshana Bhakti is the highest. Then if it is difficult for you, you come down to the next one. Upasana, Vishwarupa Upasana Lakshana Bhakti. Aneka Rupa Upasana Lakshana Bhakti. Vishwarupa or Aneka Rupa, both are one and the same. Then third one is, if you have a difficulty in worshipping the Lord as the whole universe, you can worship Eka Rupa Ishvara. Eka Rupa Ishta Devata, Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam, you can take up. That is also a Upasana Lakshana Bhakti, but Eka Rupa Upasana Nartha. Upasana Lakshana Bhakti, two varieties, fourth and third, both are Upasana Lakshana Bhakti, Vishwarupa and Eka Rupa. Vishwarupa means Aneka Rupa. That is also difficult. Bhakti, religion, achara, all these, I am very far. Suppose you say, God is not that much, you know, intimate to me. I do service, I see the people always to help them. Okay, nishkamataya you do, nishkama karma lakshana bhakti. Without expecting any result, without expecting any appreciation, admiration, without expecting any benefit, may you serve the society. That is nishkama karma lakshana bhakti. That is the second one. If you come from the top, okay, 1, 2, 3 you want to take, or 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 better. Okay, 5, 3, 2, 1. The two, second one is Nishkama Karma Lakshana Bhakti. Nishkama Mandal is not possible. I am very much attached to my family, myself, Deha Abhimana, Putra Abhimana, Putri Abhimana. Lot of abhimana I have, therefore what I want to do na? What you can do, sakama karma lakshana bhakti, may you take up sakama karma lakshana bhakti. Doesn't matter, that is the lowest bhakti. Sakama lakshana means what? Worshipping, not serving your own family with some selfish motive. With some selfish motive, you help your neighbors, you help your relatives, you help to someone. 99.999% of people are all the first level. First level enna sakama karma lakshana bhakti. That is the only level, first level. So you take first level. I am sure that you will come to the second level. Even first level you come, I am happy at least you are in one level. Edo or level. You are in one level. You are definitely going to come to the second, third, fourth, fifth level. It is definite. So five ranged ladder is like this. But Lord Krishna is starting the ladder from the 5 only. First, lindana start pannano. Eni, how you climb? Ladder, how you climb? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then. But Lord Krishna is saying what to do. So we have to climb from the, come from the top to bottom. So when teacher enters the class, teacher should not think all students are dull students, all students are very weak students. She should not consider like that. She has to consider the students are the best, intelligent, bright students. So they are bright students. Let me start the teaching as addressing to the bright students, not dull students. So Lord Krishna also considering Arjuna as a uttamadhikari, highest. The benefit of doubt let me give to the student. Why I have to consider, guru has to consider student is weak, dull. Why I have to think? Let me consider my student is very bright, very intelligent. Sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha iti chintayitva vadami. Let me speak like that. If not, when the student blink his eyes, very difficult, then slowly teacher comes to the fourth ladder. Still further, third ladder, third rung, third step, second step, one first step. Okay. That is the teacher's way of thinking. No teacher consider a student as a dull student. So all are, you are like bright student, no? You are all bright students. Therefore Lord Krishna expecting that you can understand that fifth step of that rung of the ladder, you can grasp. If not, let us anyhow we are having other steps. Okay. When Lord Krishna is starting with the fifth step from the top. In the second shloka, Lord Krishna said, the people who are fixing their mind, Vishwarupa Upasakas, upon me with great faith, Paraya Shraddhaya Upetaha, they are all very committed to me, Nitya Yuktaha, Saguna Vishwarupa Upasakaha, Nitya Yuktaha, Ye Upasate, whoever meditate upon me. Here Upasana means meditation. Mam Saguna Ishwaram Upasate, Satata Yuktatamaha Mataha, me Yuktatamaha Mataha. I consider them, or they are considered by me. They are considered to be the best of yogis, dhyana yogis. Considered by whom? By me alone, Krishna says. Next shloka we will read. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we are entering the exact that range of sadhanas. So all these five you can concise into three. One is karma yoga. Second one is Upasana Yoga. Third one is Jnana Yoga. So Jnana Yoga is the highest. Upasana Yoga is the middle one. Karma Yoga is the starting one, initial stage. Once we read this chapter, understand, we come to know where we are. Either we are in Karma Lakshana Bhakti, or Upasana Lakshana Bhakti, or Jnana Lakshana Bhakti. In karma also, in Sakama Karma or Nishkama Karma. It is like a kannadi. If you stand in front of mirror, you can see your face clearly. Like that, here also, from third shloka onwards, up to 12th shloka, Lord Krishna is putting a mirror, five-runged ladder mirror in front of you, where you are, you can understand and start the further next step to grow yourself. Let us read the third shloka.
ఏత్వక్షరమనిర్దేశం అవ్యక్తం పర్యుపాసతే సర్వత్ర గమచింత్యం చ కూటస్థమచలం ధ్రువం.
ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోకా లార్డ్ కృష్ణ గివింగ్ ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ నిర్గుణం కృష్ణ. నిర్గుణ కృష్ణ డిస్క్రిప్షన్. దెన్ సెకండ్ ఫోర్త్ శ్లోకా హీ గివ్స్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ టు గెట్ నిర్గుణ జ్ఞానం. క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ టు గెట్ నిర్గుణ జ్ఞానం హీ గివ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫోర్త్ శ్లోక. ఇన్ థర్డ్ శ్లోక హీ గివ్స్ వాట్ ఈజ్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ. వాట్ డూ యూ మీన్ బై నిర్గుణ ఈశ్వర? హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక లార్డ్ కృష్ణ స్టార్ట్స్ ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్. ఫర్ యువర్ కన్వీనియన్స్ సేక్ ఐ విల్ టేక్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆర్డర్. ఫస్ట్ దట్ నిర్గుణ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ అవ్యక్తం. ఇన్ దట్ థర్డ్ శ్లోక అవ్యక్తం వర్డ్ కమ్స్ దట్ యూ కెన్ టేక్ ఫస్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ నిర్గుణ ఈశ్వర. సెకండ్ హాఫ్, థర్డ్ శ్లోక ఫస్ట్ లైన్ సెకండ్ హాఫ్ అవ్యక్తం ఈజ్ దేర్. దట్ అవ్యక్తం మీన్స్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అన్మానిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి గ్రాస్పబుల్. అవ్యక్తం, నాట్ వ్యక్తం, నాట్ విజిబుల్, నాట్ పర్సెప్టబుల్ టు సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్. ఇంద్రియ అగోచరం అని అర్థం. నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫర్ సెన్స్ పర్సెప్షన్. సర్వ ఇంద్రియ అగోచరం. ఇంద్రియం మీన్స్ ఐస్, ఇయర్స్, నోస్, టంగ్ అండ్ స్కిన్. శబ్ద, స్పర్శ, రూప, రస, గంధ. ఆల్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ సెగ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్, through eyes you see the forms. The nirgunam brahma is one who is not perceptible through the eyes. Therefore eyes cannot see that nirgunam brahma. That is why nirgunam brahma is avyaktam. Because nirgunam brahma is avyaktam, you cannot see with your eyes. Either way you can say. Even through ears can I hear about that nirgunam brahmana? Ears also cannot hear, perceive through their shabda. Because Brahman is ashabdam asparsham, shabda rahitam. As a sound also he will not manifest. As a form he will not manifest. As a sound also he cannot manifest. Can I smell that nirgunam brahman? Agandham, smellless. Agandham means you cannot smell that brahman, because brahman is free from that feature also. Brahman doesn't have any vasana. Edhaadu koncham vasana irundha malli na vasana irukke. Rose flower has got a wash. This jasmine has got a nice smell. Okay, this can like this Brahman also have some smell. Oh, Brahman is like this jasmine. Shalala. Brahman is doesn't have any smell also. Agandham. Therefore, nose also ruled out. Indriya agocharamanna ide artham. Gocharamanna don't take only eyes. For any sense are gone. Similarly, taste also. Can Brahman have got any taste like halwa? Like gulab jamun, like any other food, Brahman has got any taste in it. Brahman is bland diet like, no taste at all. In chemistry, they say the properties of that one, any chemical when they talk, tasteless, odorless, form, all those things, less, they say. Like that, here also, Brahman is formless, soundless, tasteless, smellless. So tasteless. Brahman doesn't have taste like a Swamini food. Okay. Tasteless. So Brahman is a tasteless. Swamini food is a tasty only, but people think it is tasteless. Students think it is a tasteless. But a guru feels it is more tasty. So uppu karam pulupu illana enna swamini and the food la choppun irukana. Brahman also choppun irupa. Tasteless. Can I touch the Brahman, suppose? Asparsham. Brahman doesn't have any parts to touch. Since a formless one, how can Brahman can have a touch? If you touch something, you can know, ah, this is this. Can I touch like that anything? Brahman, you cannot touch. So sparshendriyam also ruled out. That's why sarva indriya agocharam. Sabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha ruled out. That is why avyaktam, imperceptible. Then second one is achintyam, incomprehensible. You cannot think. Mano agocharam, achintyam. Where is that achintyam? Third sloka, second line in the first half. Sarvendriyam sarvatragam achintyam is there. Achintyam you have to take. Achintyam means unthinkable, inconceivable, beyond sense perception. Here you have to take mano agochara means beyond concepts. Through the mind you cannot know, beyond concepts, inconceivable. Then third one, achintyam, inconceivable. Then third one we take anirdeshyam, indefinable, indescribable. That means vak agocharam, karma indriya agocharam, vak indriyam. You cannot describe about that Brahman, this is this, this is that. Words cannot reach there. Words cannot reach means words cannot define. Anirdeshyam, vak agocharam, beyond verbal description, indescribable. All these three put together, avyaktam, achintyam, anirdeshyam, indicate unobjectifiable. Unobjectifiable. Prameyam means objectifiable. Aprameyaha is unobjectifiable. Aprameyo Rishikesha Padmanabho Maraprabhu. Where it comes? Vishnu Sahasranama. Aprameyaha. In Lalita Sahasranama, if you take God as female, Aprameya Swaprakasha. Pumlingam, here Strilingam. Pumlingam and Meyaha, Aprameyaha. Strilingam and Aprameya. Because we do not know whether he is Napumsakalingam or Pumlingam or Strilingam. Some proper noun we have to give. If you say she, Aprameya. If you say he, Aprameyaha. If you say neuter gender, aprameyam. Edo or gender lo potukanam. Because we cannot decipher whether masculine or feminine or neuter. Okay. Here we are taking it as aprameyaha, pumlingam. Aprameyam. That word is not there, but achintyam, anirdeshyam, avyaktam indicates that aprameyaha. The sense organs, when they are not able to see this Brahman, we may come to conclusion, such an entity, does it exist? When I cannot see, when I cannot smell, when I cannot hear, when I cannot touch, is such an entity exist? Does it exist? I feel there is no such an entity in our. So people consider, many philosophers, they consider when hear the description of this Brahman, that is why Nirguna Brahma doesn't exist. ஹூ எக்ஸிஸ்ட் என்ன? ஓன்லி சகுணம் பிரம்மா எக்ஸிஸ்ட். சகல கல்யாண குண கணைக்க நிலையான்னு தே ஆர் வெரி ஹாப்பி என்ன. தேர்ஃபோர் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா டசன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் பிகாஸ் வென் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு சிட் டேஞ்சபிளி ஹவு கேன் ஐ ஆக்செப்ட் சச் அன் என்டிட்டி எக்ஸிஸ்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் 99% ஆஃப் ஃபிலாசபர்ஸ் ஆல் எக்ஸப்ட் அத்வைத்தி எவ்ரி ஒன் நெகேட் ரெஃப்யூட் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா. நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா ஓன்லி அத்வைத்தி ஆக்செப்ட். அதர் தேன் அத்வைத்தின் எவ்ரி ஒன் சேஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா, தெர் இஸ் ஓன்லி சகுண ஈஸ்வரா. தட் இஸ் தேர் கன்க்ளூஷன். தட் இஸ் வை டு ரிமூவ் தட் நோஷன். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சே சர்வத்ரகம், டோன்ட் சே நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். சின்ஸ் இட் இஸ் அவ்யக்தம் அநிர்தேஷம் அச்சிந்தியம், டோன்ட் சே இட் இஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். தட் சகுண ஈஸ்வரா ஓன்லி இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா சர்வத்ரகம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். சர்வத்ரகம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். தேச அதீதா, இஃப் எனி திங் ஹேஸ் காட் எ ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி கேன் ஹாவ் எ பவுண்டரி. வாட் எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் எ ஃபார்ம் கேன் ஹாவ் எ பவுண்டரி. தட் ஹுச் டசன்ட் ஹாவ் எ ஃபார்ம் இட் கெனாட் ஹாவ் எ பெரிஃபரி. தட் ஹுச் டசன்ட் ஹாவ் எ ஃபார்ம் இட் கெனாட் ஹாவ் எ பெரிஃபரி பவுண்டரி. லைக் அவர் ஸ்பேஸ், ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ். தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் சர்வத்ரகம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். ஆல் பர்வேடிங் கெனாட் ஹாவ் எ ஃபார்ம். இஃப் இட் இஸ் ஹேவிங் ஹாவ் எ ஃபார்ம் இட் கெனாட் பி ஆல் பர்வேடிங். ஃபார்ம் ஆல்வேஸ் லிமிட்ஸ். தட் இஸ் வை ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பேஸ் வைஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ் என அர்த்தம். தேச அதீதா, தேச அதீதா. திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபோர்த் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன். சர்வத்ரகம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் தேச அதீதா. த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் அச்சலம். அச்சலம் மீன்ஸ் இம்மூவபுள், சலனவர்ஜிதா, நாட் பவுண்ட் பை ஸ்பேஸ். See, since it is all pervading naturally, it is achalam. To do have chalana movement, if it is, this clip is here, it is not there, therefore it can move. You are sitting here, you are not there, therefore you can move, because you are not all pervading, it can move. Since Brahman is all pervading, nirgunam brahma all pervading, how can it move? There is no place, space, where that Brahman is not there. Everywhere it is there. That is why achalam. To move also there is no space. Enna ange kuda nane da irukke, Brahman is all pervading, how can move? That is why achalam, chalana rahitah. Whatever is formless is achalam. If it has a form, it can move. When it is formless, how it can move? So many mountains are having form, they are not moving. Who said? Mountains grow. Mountains having lot of vikara. Brahman is not having like that. Okay. In Puranas, there is a story, no? Agastya story, you know, no? That mountains, Vindhya mountain, you know, growing, 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 he stopped its growing. In the Purana stories, they used to say, the mountains used to have wings in those days. And they used to fly. Wherever they are going, very difficult, no? Mountain flies. That's why Bhagavan said, enough, you are all flying, very difficult. Therefore, I remove your wings. From that time onwards, mountains are sitting where they are, achalam. These are stories. Children enjoy stories. Elders also enjoy stories. Okay, that's why Purana Bhagavata ella nalla kadha ella solluva. Okay, people enjoy achalam. Then sixth one, achalam over. Sixth description of Brahman is kutastham. Kutastham, immutable. Kutastham means immutable, steady, firm. That which is steady, firm, non-substantial. There are so many meanings for this kutastham, not bound by time in artham. Kutastham means not bound by time. Achalam and sarvatragam indicates desha atitam. Kutastham and dhruvam and indicates kala atitam. Kutastha means kutavat tishthati iti kutasthaha. Three meanings we can see. Kutavat tishthati. Kuta means maya. Kutaha means karyam. Karya prapanchaha. Ishwaraha is kutasthaha. Kala atitaha. Maya atitaha. Another meaning you can take. Lord Krishna says, Mayam tu prakritim vidhi, Mayinam tu maheshwaram. Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Maya is my power, Lord Krishna says. Therefore, kutavat, kute tishthati also you can take. Maya is very much having a deceiving nature, Maya. So in that Maya, Brahman is available. In that maya, therefore kutasthaha. Another meaning, like a blacksmith, when they want to make the iron rods, they put an anvil, a steady rod, anvil, iron, firm, steady anvil he keeps. And he turns all other rods, all other iron materials, he changes, they get vikara. How they get vikara? By turning to this anvil. You see the cobbler also, blacksmith, they are using that anvil to make that iron pieces into different shapes, different forms. If any building is they are constructing, you can go and see there. And that anvil is steady, and what are all getting changes, the forms, they are all changing. Like that, Brahman is like an anvil. Kutasthaha. That is another meaning. Kute sthitam, maya sthitam is kutasthaha. Kute sthitam. Then another meaning also we can take. Kutasthaha means nirvikaram ityarthaha. Changeless. Nirvikaram, changeless. Kuta means rashi, also called kuta. Kutavat tishthati means rasivat. Rasi, huge heap of grains. Can you move? Very difficult. The heap of bricks, suppose. Can you move? No. So rasivat. Vat only. Okay, don't take really. Like that, kutasthaha. And next one, after six, you can take dhruvam. Dhruvam means eternal, shashvatam. This also kala atitam. Sandra nandava bodhatmaka manupamidam desha kala avadibhyam nirmuktam. In Narayaniyam, first shloka, Bhattatri says, desha kala avadibhyam nirmuktam guruvayurappa is in guruvayur. He says, in a formless, who is all pervading, who is beyond space, beyond time, that God is in Guruvayur. Appa space vachindachu Guruvayur. Then how you interpret? Appa Bhattatri is telling wrong. Bhaktas are listening. Daily Narayaniyam Parayanam they do. Because they don't know the meaning, that's why they never question. How can all-pervading God, who is beyond time and space, can sit in Guruvayur, na? Guruvayur also. You have to supply. All-pervading God, who is formless, who is beyond space and time, is available in Guruvayur also. Nammavur also, Guruvayur also. Na also potukkanum avladha. therefore there is no contradiction in our Puranas, in any Smriti, Shruti, Purana, Itihasa, there is no contradiction. Contradiction alla namakku mulla manasukulla da irukku problem enna namakku onnume puriyadhu, we don't know anything. There's a lot of contradiction. Shastra study is must to remove confusions from the mind. So dhruvam, so aksharam, aksharam means imperishable, imperishable. Next one is imperishable, you can take kutastham dhruvam aksharam. Aksharam means imperishable, means nityaha anartha. Nityatvat maranarahitam. Aksharam means maranarahitam. Therefore, ajaha you can take. Birthless, therefore deathless. Aksharam. So, yetu aksharam anirdesham avyaktam paryupasate. Whoever meditate upon. Whoever meditate upon avyaktam paryupasate, then he gives the phalam in the next shloka. Whoever meditate upon me, such aksharam, avyaktam, anirdesham, achintyam, dhruvam, kotastham, this type of nirgunam brahma, whoever meditate upon. How can you meditate upon formless? Meditation means here that just as you cannot, you can see everything in the world, you cannot see one thing. You can see everything, every blessed thing in the world, you cannot see one thing. That is only your eyes. Your eyes you can never see. You can see everything with your eyes. Is it what? Fortunate or unfortunate? Fortunate because we are seeing everything. Unfortunate, we cannot see our eyes. So fortunate plus unfortunate. You cannot see your eyes. Similarly, Brahman, because of whom you know everything, but you cannot know that Brahman because that Brahman happens to be you, yourself. Tat tvam asi. That aksharam avyaktam achintyam dhruvam sarvatragam brahman, you are the consciousness, existence, principle. Just as eyes cannot see themselves, you cannot see yourself. You are brahman. You are that consciousness. You are not body mind complex. You are thinking you are body mind complex. That is your delusion, confusion. But really speaking, Shastra says, you do not know yourself. I will tell you who are you. You do not know yourself, but I will tell you who are you. Just like Hanuman. Hanuman do not know about his greatness. Then Jambavan comes and says, Hanuman, you do not know who are you, how much you great you are. I will tell you, you have this greatness, that much, this much. Everything is telling. Then only Hanuman recognized. Then what? He showed his Vishwarupam. Hanuman Vishwarupam. Then Jambavan said, come on, jump. Then Ram, he said, and went to Lanka. Namma kuda enna povanum Lanka ku povenda. So you also have to say, Aham Brahma Asmi. So I cannot know myself. That is why in Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam, it is not an objective meditation. Because I cannot meditate upon myself. Nirgunam Brahma happens to be Aksharam, Dhruvam, Achalam, Brahma. That Brahma happens to be my real nature, Atma. Therefore, how can I meditate upon myself? So meditator has to meditate upon meditator. What? Meditator has to meditate upon meditator. This is called Atma Dhyanam. Atma Dhyanam means what? Meditator cannot, Nirguna Brahma Upasaka cannot meditate upon any object. It is not objective meditation, but it is a subjective meditation. Subjective meditation means what? That Brahman happens to be myself, the subject, the meditator. I meditate upon myself. This is called subjective meditation. Romba varsham objective meditation pannanum. Appo dhaan indha subjective meditation enna puriyum. Subjective meditation, Dayananda Swamiji says, it is a subjective meditation. Meditation upon the meditator is called Nirguna Brahma Upasana. Puriyiradho? Nirguna Brahma Upasana anna enna artham? I am meditating upon Brahman anna. Enna Brahman? That Brahman. Anirdesham, Sarvatragam, Achintyam, Dhruvam, Aksharam Brahman, I am meditating. You are that Brahman. Recognize. That's why Lord Krishna started that in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita itself. Without understanding thoroughly second chapter, how can I say I am doing Atma Dhyanam? Atma anna enna puriyanam first. Appu da Atma Dhyanam panna mudiyam. Therefore, do Ekarupa Dhyanam for a long time if you don't understand. And Krishna cholla porar appuram. Okay. Now, fourth sloka we will read.
Sanniyam Yendriya Gramam Sarvatra Sama Buddhaya Te Prapnuvanti Mamevam Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataham. Shadvikara Rahita Brahma, you are, how to understand? You require these qualifications to understand that Brahman. If you fulfill these qualifications, it is easy for you to meditate upon that Atma, that which you are. First, may you have qualifications. That's why Shadvikara Rahitaha means, you know what are the Shadvikaras? Jayate, Asti, Vardhate, Viparinamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyate. That Nirgunam Brahma doesn't have a birth, growth, death, decay or death. No vikara is there in Brahman. Therefore, such Brahman, once you are that, you are also free from vikara. Body is having vikara or not? Body is having birth. Body is having death. But you are not having death. You are not having birth. Who says? Lord Krishna saying. We all worship Krishna, but we never try to understand Krishna's teaching. We all worship Krishna. Krishna Premi, Krishna Bhakta, people have titles, no? Krishna Premi, Krishna Bhakta. Krishna teaching, if you understand, you are a real Krishna Bhakta. What is Krishna Bhakti? Grasping the real nature of Krishna, Nirguna Krishna, is called Krishna Bhakti. What Lord Krishna says in this shloka, what are the qualifications required? Indriya gramam samyamya. Arjuna, this subtle, achintyam, imperceivable, inconceivable, indescribable, this type of Brahman, a sense organs which goes outwards, extroverted mind, extroverted sense organs cannot grasp because this is very subtle. This Brahman is very subtle. Therefore, your sense organs also must become that much subtle, sensitive enough to grasp the subtlest Brahman. That's why people don't understand, you know. Antar mukha samarathya, dash, dash, dash. What? Dash, 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 and anartha? You say anartha. Complete. Antar mukha samarathya. Bahir mukha sudurlabha. Bahir mukha means extrovertedness. Indriya gramam samyamya, like the tortoise.
withdraws its eyes, withdraws its legs, hands, everything, and closes its. Like that, you close means don't withdraw. Okay. Don't use your sense organs for serial 350th episode. Can Ardham? Don't waste your ears for unnecessary advertisements, unnecessary movies, unnecessary programs, unnecessary talking, unnecessary shopping, unnecessary drop. That's why the monkey, moodu, korangu. Kannu moodindu oru korangu, kaadu moodindu oru korangu, vaayu moodindu oru korangu. Adu korangukaga namakkaga? Is it for korangu or namakku? நமக்கு தான் புத்தி சொல்கிறது. ஏ டோன்ட் டாக் அன்னெசரிலி, டோன்ட் சி அன்னெசரி திங்ஸ், டோன்ட் ஹியர் அன்னெசரி திங்ஸ். பட் நம்ம என்ன பண்ணிட்டுருக்கோம், காலையில் எழுந்த டிவி ஆன் பண்ணினா அந்த தாத்தா பாட்டி ஃப்ரம் மார்னிங் டு டில் நைட் டிவி சுவிட்ச் ஆஃபே பண்ண மாட்டான். ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் தேர் கோ ஆன் சீயிங் சீயிங். என்ன என்ன கிருஷ்ணா இல்லை, ராமா இல்லை, பஜனை இல்லை, ஜபம் இல்லை, உபாசனை போச்சு, எல்லாமே போச்சு. அந்த போலீஸ் ஆஃபீஸர் அது என்னவா மரக்கதமா சீரியல், மரக்கதம் சீரியல், ஏதோ ஒரு சீரியல்னா. எத்தனை சீரியல் அந்த மாமி பாட்டி வந்து எல்லா நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் சீரியல் கட 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 சொல்லுவாள். ஆக்டர்ஸ் நேம்ஸ், ஆக்ட்ரஸஸ் நேம்ஸ் எல்லாம் கட கட சொல்லுவாள். ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் பகவத்கீதையில் சொல்லணும்னா அதுக்கு தான் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணாவுக்கு தெரியும். கலியுகம்லாம் இந்த மாதிரி ஒரு பாக்ஸ் வச்சுண்டு, தே ஆர் ஆல் கோயிங் டு சிட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் தட் பாக்ஸ். இந்திரிய கிராமமும் சம்யம் மேயோ வித் ட்ரா. இந்திரிய கிராமம் மீன்ஸ், கிராமம் மீன்ஸ் நாட் வில்லேஜ், ஹியர் கிராமம் மீன்ஸ் எ குரூப் ஆஃப் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். இந்திரிய சமுதாயம், ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் பை ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் ஆல் புட் டுகெதர் இந்திரிய கிராமம். தட் மீன்ஸ் தமஹா, சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல் அன் அர்த்தம். சம்யக் நியமிய மீன்ஸ் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்னஹா பவா, விவேகா வைராக்ய சமதமாதி ஷட்க சம்பத்தி. தென் முமுக்ஷுத்வம், இன்டைரக்ட்லி லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா டெல்லிங் மே யூ ஹாவ் ஃபோர் வெல்த், ஃபோர் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் வெல்த், சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி, தத்வபோதா கேர் ஆஃப். தேர்ஃபோர் தத்வபோதா இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். வாட் ஆர் தே? ஃபஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரிமினேஷன், விவேகா. மே யூ ஹாவ் டிஸ்கிரிமினேஷன் பவர், ஆத்மா அனாத்மா விவேகா. வாட் இஸ் டெம்பரரி இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், வாட் இஸ் பர்மனென்ட் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், மே யூ ஹாவ் தட் நாலேஜ், டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் நாலேஜ். ஃபோர் டிஸ். Okay, second D is called dispassion, vairagyam. May you have detachment, dispassion. Don't go for ephemeral, temporary things. Use them, make use of them and grow out of them. But don't hold on to them. That is called vairagyam, dispassion. Then third one is discipline. Discipline your sense organs, discipline your mind. Then desire, desire for moksha, desire to get that permanent, eternal Atma Swarupa Jnanam, by which your life is complete, Purnam, Anandamayam, Nimmadi Ungal Chais. Ball is in your court. Indriya Gramam. So four Ds. Namak three Ds da theriyum. ஃபோர் டிஸ் என்ன? டிஸ்கிரிமினேஷன், டிஸ்பேஷன், டிசிப்ளின் அண்ட் டிசைர், சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி, இந்திரிய கிராமம் நியம்ய. திஸ் இஸ் நம்பர் ஒன் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன், நம்பர் ஒன். நம்பர் டூ, சமபுத்தயா சர்வத்ர. தோஸ் ஹூ வாண்ட் டு நோ திஸ் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ஆஸ் தேர் நேச்சர், நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா த ஹையஸ்ட், தே நீட் ஏஸ் சமபுத்தி, ஈக்வானிமஸ் மைண்ட், யூனிஃபார்ம் மைண்ட். சமபுத்தயா இண்டிகேட்ஸ் மனோநிக்ரஹா. இந்திரிய கிராமம் சம்யம்மா இண்டிகேட்ஸ், ரிப்ரசென்ட்ஸ் தமஹா. சர்வத்ர சமபுத்தி மீன்ஸ் மனோநிக்ரஹா. ராகத்வேஷ அதீதத்வம் சர்வதேசேஷு சர்வகாலேஷு சர்வ வஸ்துஷு சர்வ அவஸ்தாசு தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சர்வத்ர. சர்வத்ர மீன்ஸ் நாட் ஓன்லி இன் யுவர் ஹவுஸ், சர்வத்ர எனி பிளேஸ் அட் எனி டைம் வித் எனி ஒன் தட் இஸ் கால்டு சர்வத்ர. ஈக்வானிமஸ் மைண்ட், பேலன்ஸ்டு மைண்ட், வித்தவுட் எனி அட்டாச்மெண்ட் ஆர் எவர்ஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் பர்டிகுலர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், பர்டிகுலர் பீப்புள், பர்டிகுலர் திங்ஸ், பர்டிகுலர் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் வெரி மச் நோ நாட் லைக் தட். தட்ஸ் ராகத்வேஷ இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம், தேக அபிமான இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம். பீப்புள் கெனாட் கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் தட் தேகாபிமான. தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கோயிங் டு சே. ஸோ யூனிஃபார்ம் மைண்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு. தென் சர்வபூதஹிதே ரதாஹ மேயோ ரெவெல் ரதாஹ மீன்ஸ் தோஸ் ஹூ வாண்ட் டு கெட் திஸ் அக்ஷர பிரம்ம ஜானம், தோஸ் பீப்புள் மஸ்ட் ரெவெல் இன் சர்வபூதஹிதம், இன் த வெல்ஃபேர் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ், நாட் ஓன்லி நாம் இருவர் நமக்கொருவர். அப்படி இல்லைப்பா, யூ ஹாவ் டு லவ் ஈச் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங் இன் த வேர்ல்ட். தட் இஸ் பூதஹிதம் மீன்ஸ் ரதாஹ மீன்ஸ் கமிட்டெட் டு. சர்வே பவந்து சுகினஹ, சர்வே சந்து நிராமயாஹ, சர்வே பத்ராணி பஷ்யந்து, லைக் தட் ஸ்லோகாஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சாண்ட். சுவாமினி, ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் கம்பேஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ்? என்ன, யூ டூ ப்ரேயர் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், தட் ப்ரேயர் புண்ணியா கோஸ் டு தெம். யூ கெனாட் கோ அண்ட் சர்வ் ஈச் அண்ட் எவ்ரி creature in the creation. Just you pray for them. That prayer itself is a type of serving. You are the well-wisher of all beings. You can do prayer. And that prayer is there. Tachayo avrunimahe gatum yajnaya gatum yajnapataye daivi swasti rastunaha. In that it comes. That all beings must be protected, taken care of. Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam shanno astu vipade shanno chatushpade. All two-legged one, four-legged one, six-legged one, everyone must be happy, comfortable. The prayers ella irukke. So whole prayer is for the whole creation. Appadi prayer pannanum. நமக்காகவே ப்ரேயர் பண்ணுறது இல்லை. ஸோ சர்வபூத ஹிதே ரதாக ஏது பரியுபாசத்தே, ஸோ வாட்னா தே மாம் ஏவ பிராப்னுவந்தி, ஹூ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் மீ வித் தீஸ் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் தே அட்டெயின் மீ, மாம் ஏவ பிராப்னுவந்தி. திஸ் வேர்ட் ஐ வில் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் யூ, இட் ஹேஸ் காட் த்ரீ மீனிங்ஸ், த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் மீனிங்ஸ் வி கேன் கிவ். That we'll see in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.